This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Hey, hello everybody. Good evening. This is your host for today, Walter. You're here, and Scoop is on assignment. He's got something going on up there in D.C. There's always something going on up there in D.C.
So he's going to look into all that stuff for us. You people have been very, very responsive to our shows. We've gotten a number of emails, and some tweeting and stuff. You can catch us at Twitter. At 7-5, that's 7-5 Radio 1. You need to spell out 7-5, and at the end, it's number 1. Keep them coming. We have a few things to discover today and discuss. We have Michael Avenatti, number one public enemy lawyer in our country these days. The man has been a thorn in everybody's side since the Stormy Daniels nonsense, and he's picked up a few loser clients along the way. However, he has become a client himself. He's been arrested for hitting his ex-wife in the face, although he denies it. But then again, a month ago, he was saying, "Believe all women," when Christie Baisley Ford was testifying on her allegations of Mr. Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh's behavior some 35 years ago. This happened about Tuesday, and they locked him up on Wednesday, or it happened on Wednesday, and they locked him up on Wednesday. He had to post bail. He was bailed out, $50,000 bail. I don't know if he used the bail bondsman or pulled it out of his pocket and handed it over to the courts to get out. He's denying it vehemently, but you know what happens to believe all women? You know, it's double standard with these people on the left. It's another 15 minutes of fame. It kind of can have a setup or publicity stunt kind of deal, but you know, we haven't seen pictures of his wife, which is unfortunate. And if it's true that it happened, he's in some deep doo-doo. He has already been abandoned by the one and only famous Alyssa Milano. You know, remember Samantha from Who's the Boss? Yeah, she jumped on this and disavowed her friendship with him. And I tweeted yesterday, you know, she thinks like she's Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible disavowing this guy. You know, if you don't like him, you just say you don't like him and I don't talk to him anymore. This disavow nonsense. I don't know. She's got to be so dramatic, this one. She's a zero to begin with. I wonder if she's taking cell phone videos of him as he walks by like she was doing with Mr. Kavanaugh at the hearings last month. It's just ridiculous that Alyssa Milano is getting the headlines, and I'm sorry that I'm giving her a headline too, but you know, she is a zero. I think everybody knows that she's a zero, and she's just trying to stay in the limelight of some type of celebrity status, and she's not. She's trying to become some type of a leader, woman's leader, advocate for the left, and the spokesperson for the left, and you know, she's just, you know, to me, she's still Samantha, a little snotty kid that always gets away by schmoozing over her father. Anyway, back to Avenatti. You know, since he said that he would, you know, run for president in 2020, he's certainly started off his presidential bid in a unique fashion by getting himself arrested. So he's already spent $50,000 on bail. I guess that's towards his campaign to become POTUS, or to run for POTUS in 2020. So, you know, it's just unbelievable that these guys go to extremes and say stupid things. And then, you know, hey, you know, what goes around comes around. You got to be careful about the karma. I'm sure Mr. Trump just kind of raised his eyebrows and shrugged his shoulders and just moved on when he heard this news about Avenatti. I have some people in New York that don't like him either, and they tweet, you know, against him and, you know, say funny things about him. And it's he's just a zero attorney. You can't, you know, who's he got? Is he like that guy in The Godfather, the Irish brother of Sonny and Michael and Freddie? You know, he's got a special practice. He handles one client and one client only, you know. Now he's got to handle himself. I'd like to see who he's going to hire as an attorney. And that man is probably stupid enough to represent himself. And you know what they say about people that represent themselves in a court of law, they have a full for an attorney. So we will see how that pans out over the next week or so and bring an update next week. He'll have a court date. I'm not quite sure of that court date yet, but he has a court date and he'll appear before a judge. And his official not guilty will be entered, and he will be advised of the charges set against him by the district attorney's office. And he'll have to just stand there, you know, like anybody else that's been arrested for a crime. Moving on to Michelle, my belle. Nope. That don't work. Michelle Obama. She made the news earlier this week that she was upset. She cried 30 minutes after the inauguration was over in January of 2017. I guess she kept a straight face during the whole meeting with the then president-elect Trump. And the first lady, Melania Trump, and they did the kissy stuff on the cheeks, and you know they made nice, and they smiled, and they stood by as Mr. Pence took his oath and Mr. Trump took his oath, and then they left, and the president's ball. Before they attended the president's ball, the inauguration ball, it seems that Michelle was crying her eyes out in the ladies' room, upset that, you know, Trump's became president and first lady. And she complained about that Miss Melania didn't reach out to her to get tips about how to be a first lady. And I think the gracefulness of our first lady has shown in the past close to 2 years that she don't need any tips, and especially not from Michelle Obama. My question is, did Michelle reach out to Laura Bush, you know, when that happened? You know, when your presidency is over, your presidency is over. You know, I don't know what Michelle Obama did besides ruining school lunches, but she seems pretty upset. We're on our first break, and this is 7-5 Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back. This week today, this is out on assignment in D.C. He's looking to see what's going on up there. But
whatever he's looking into, I think it's like a secret mission. So he'll inform me about what it is later on, and maybe we can talk about it next week. We were just talking about Michelle Obama being bothered by the fact that Miss Melania didn't reach out to her for any kind of first lady tips because, of course, Michelle is the self-proclaimed first lady of history or whatever it is, the most popular first lady. I don't know. She didn't do a whole heck of a lot except, you know, ruin kids' lunches and make them eat carrots. And, yeah, there is an obesity issue with our young folks today. With children and teenagers, and my son graduated high school a couple of years ago, and believe me, those were 12 miserable years. The system down here where I live is just freaking horrible. I remember when I was a kid, we had the presidential something, the physical fitness program, and it was instituted, I'm pretty sure, when Johnson was in office in the mid-60s. I remember it, that was a push, you know, get kids healthy, you know, get them active, you know, have a physical education, you know, show kids how to exercise and have it be fun, and, you know, and wear the appropriate sporting attire, you know, shorts and t-shirt and sneakers, you know. And it followed through into the 70s, and it was always some type of a presidential physical fitness program in the schools that I went to. I don't know about where you guys live that are listening to me, but where I live down here in southern middle Tennessee, no gym class. They had gym class for 6 weeks on, then 6 weeks off 1 year, and then they had it for one semester on, and the rest of the year, none. No outside activity during the day. I understand these days with, you know, the issues with, you know, these bananas going, you know, after schools with guns and stuff like that. But after lunch, we used to go out and do whatever, hang out, throw football around. After lunch, they go straight back to class. you know, there are no outside breaks. There are no diversions to, you know, the school curriculum, which, you know, basically sucks. And, you know, they teach them about the Civil War. Well, I'm in the South, so they teach them about the Civil War. That's okay. But then they go from the Civil War to the Egyptians and how the Egyptians ran Egypt, you know, back in the day, you know, before Christ. And it just didn't make any sense to me. And the school lunches were horrible. So, you know, Michelle did try to do a little bit for the school lunches, but she didn't do anything because they're back to eating stuff. There was no bills or laws. It's supposed to be just the lunch that sustains, you know, a child's nutritional needs, and that's it. You can choose to bring your own lunch in, but there's no place to keep it until you eat lunch. So if you make it at 6 o'clock in the morning and you're eating it at 12:30 in the afternoon, it's already starting to deteriorate. So there's no place to keep your drink cold. There's no place to keep your sandwich cold or heat it up if you had a warm sandwich. So, you know, schools are so much different these days. Enough with the Michelle Obama thing. I'm going to get some flack from the left on that one because they love her. Don't know why, but they do. So we're going to go. The wildfires in California are just horrible. We have, you know, reports of the death toll, unfortunately, is approaching 60. That's so horrible to be trapped and surrounded by these flames. These people must have been God so scared, and they perished in these fires. And they just ate up thousands of acres and thousands of homes. People have lost everything. No one was prepared for this. There's no way you can prepare for anything like this. The wind shifts, you know, the east gets it. The wind shifts again, the west gets it, you know, the north, the south. You know, California is on fire. And Mr. Trump is adamant about why hasn't all that brush and the dead trees. He said that California receives billions of dollars to prepare for things like this, and it just doesn't look like it was done. Now, whether or not the underbrush being taken out and the dead trees taken out would have prevented any of this, but it raises the question, what happened to all that money that was supposed to be spent on doing that? You have people, you know, in California, the officials in California saying, well, it wouldn't have mattered anyway if they cleaned out the underbrush. This fire was so great and so powerful and so strong. And the winds, the Santa Ana winds were blowing this fire embers for miles and miles and miles, starting fires miles away from where one fire was. All of a sudden, another one would pop up. And Mr. Trump just wants to know, where did all that money go? Why are we sending you billions of dollars? But and you can't account for it, because what was supposed to be done with that money hasn't been. I think that's what the issue is here. Mr. Trump is going to send, of course, federal aid to help. But right now, there's nothing in California. It's ashes and dust and bricks from fireplaces. It is absolutely everything was destroyed. Everything. It's a cleanup mop up. These foundations that these houses used to sit on aren't any good anymore because of the heat of the fire. So it's going to be a wasteland for many, many decades, perhaps generations to come. It's unfortunate, like, you know, in Florida, when Michael hit last month, coming across the Florida panhandle, it just wiped out entire communities, and there is nothing there. You know, Red Cross is looking for help and financial help and such. You know, I hope people had insurance on these big ass houses that they own out there. You never know. So be prepared. You're going to be hearing a lot from the left how it went wrong and why the White House didn't help. I mean, you know, the man's in the White House for less than 2 years. And what happened to all this money? He wants to know. Well, let's get California to answer. Maybe Jerry Brown out there can stop running his mouth and give a straight answer to where all this money went, instead of just pointing his finger at the White House that they didn't get enough, or that he shouldn't be asking that question now. Well, this is the time to ask it. So, Jerry Brown, just fess up and say you spent the money on weed yourself and your house and move along. The elections. Okay, we got a recount. Today, we record this show a couple of days early, as most of you know. And there's going to be a recount, an electronic recount today. It's Thursday. And we'll know if this is something that was ordered by the feds. And they're also looking into altered election documents. Now, it doesn't say ballots. It says altered election documents. Now, that could be IDs that went along with the documents. You know, when you go and you check in with the little ladies or the little men that are sitting at the table, you know, this table has, you know, your last name, A to F, and then so on and so on. We're heading for a break again. This is moving along really quick. I hope I'm not boring anybody, but this stuff needs to be brought up. We'll be back after these words.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app. Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, man, we're back on the air.
Yeah, we're back on the air now. Okay, great. We were talking about the altered election documents that the feds are looking into. Federal prosecutors have sent people down to Broward County and the other counties that are in question for now. They're looking at the documents. It's not specified that they're looking at the ballots. I don't think they can look at the ballots, not yet. But we have insight on some of this stuff, that documents are changed to fit the person that is in front of them, or prearranged to fit the person that comes in to vote. There's been talk of, even Mr. Trump mentioned it, there's been talk of, people that stand outside, with the signs, vote for this guy, vote for that girl, vote for that. And they've seen people leave the voting, the polling places, go to their vehicles, and kind of change their shirt and hat, and there's even one extreme accusation that a man actually shaved his beard off and went back in to vote again. These things haven't been proven beyond a reasonable doubt that these things have happened. It's just, talk. So I'm just bringing it up. That's what we're doing here, talking. And, but I wouldn't put it past people, change your appearance, go back in and vote as somebody else. Is this a conspiracy? Is this a plan? Did this Snipes lady, is she running this show down there? She was appointed by, Jeb Bush, after the farce in 2000 with the presidential election down there in that county, to oversee it. Well, she's been there for 15 years. And this happens pretty much on a regular. This is the 21st century. Maybe Mr. Trump needs to hire, Lockheed or Grumman to come up with a machine that is going to register count votes as they're registered when the people vote. That's got to be kind of foolproof. They said even during some of the recount that the older machines were breaking down. They were worn out and they're breaking down. Well, if the machine is old, replace it. It's like a washing machine. I know they're expensive, but if my washing machine breaks down, I'm getting a new one. I'm not going to keep trying to use it if it's not working. So where is the maintenance reports on these machines? Do they just take them, count them, put the machines in storage, a year later to bring them out for the next election? This is just ridiculous with these election machines. We can't go to hand ballots. It's virtually impossible with, 200 million people voting. The election is supposed to happen on a day and have the results by morning and have the newly elected officials announce, victory, have the ones that lost make their concession speeches. That's the way it's always been, until this mess in Florida started, 18 years ago with the first Bush run for presidency. And, he won Florida, through the electoral votes. His brother was the governor of the state. So, he was going to win Florida, barely by the skin of his teeth. And it came down to Broward County. So this Snipes lady, the whole crew needs to be replaced. I think they need to be replaced on an annual basis, like referees in a football game. Referee doesn't know where he or she these days is going to be a referee or, umpires. They have a schedule that they need to be close by in case that group is called to do that game that night. And the same thing with the referees in football. You don't know a referee in boxing. You don't know. If you're a professional referee, you don't know if you're going to referee a world championship fight tonight. They tell you hours before you're going to be the referee. They bring a dozen referees to the area, like say it's in Vegas. So if a referee lives in New York, they're going to fly him to Vegas on the assumption that he might be, but you don't know. And they have to be totally, totally neutral. How can you be totally neutral as a voter appointee like this Snipes? Obviously, she's left. So how in the world does she remain neutral about this? Because she wants her people to win. You know, she wants the left to win. She wants the Democrats to win. So an outside agent in the outside country that has no horse in the race, so to speak, that, you know, it doesn't make a difference to them who's elected. Just count it, get the vote right, and stop with this nonsense. So, you know, who knows what the answer is? I'd do it, you know, with my criminal back. I can't vote. Maybe I can count them. I don't know. Am I not trusted to vote? But I can certainly speak my mind. And that's just awful with this lady Snipes, what she's doing down there. And it's just making excuses, you know, just making it, blaming it on the machines. And now the feds are down there looking at the actual documents. When you sign up for a voter, you know, when you get your, if you apply for Medicaid, Medicare, driver's license, I know it's down here in Tennessee, you are given a form and you're asked if you're registered to vote. And if you want to register to vote or not. Okay, that also goes along with jury duty. So these people, you know, maybe we should go electronic with thumbprints. You know, when you show up to vote, make it electronic. You know, I go to the bank, I put my thumb on the little pad in front of me. And it allows me to access my funds in my account. You know, can somebody cut my finger off and do that for me? No, I don't know. I think that's more spies on TV. That you know, espionage on TV that happens. They take somebody's thumb and they put it in. But, you know, maybe the thumbprint along with the ID and the thumbprint on the back of the driver's license. You know, there's got to be some foolproof type of way to have one person cast one vote and one vote only. And, you know, no do-overs. You know, the Gilliam guy conceded, and then he retracted his concession. And, you know, no backsies. You know, if you gave up, you gave up. That's the end of it. You know, you can't go back and win. You know, try to win. What he should have done was call for a recount instead of conceding. Well, whatever. So here we are over a week after the elections, and we still don't have results in these states. It's unbelievable. And how about that race out in, was that Arizona? Oh, I don't know. Was that to get McCain's vacated seat? I'm getting head shakes and head nods. So I'm not really sure about that. But the senator is a Democrat. The entire state was Republican. She gets elected. The governor is Republican. He was elected hands down. You figured that the Senate. Now, how do all these people vote for the governor to be the Republican to be the governor? And then they vote her in for not by much. They vote her in, Mick Smalley is her name. They vote her in as a senator, as a Democratic senator. So Mr. Trump isn't getting the seats that he thought he won. He's not being a sore loser. What he's doing is he's looking into it because of all these allegations. So I think it's just horrible when you have these people and they're in a job too long. They get comfortable. They know the system. They get cocky. They cut corners. They make amendments, and then one of them, their sister is a judge. So, you know, conflict of interest. Conflict of interest. It's hard to get somebody neutral when there's, you know, two sides. Well, you have the independents also, but there's two sides. You're either, you know, Republican or Democrat, or you vote for candidates. Well, we're 3/4 of the way done, folks. I appreciate you listening to Hour 75 Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Hello, everybody. We're back. It's just me today, if you're just tuning in. We've been discussing the top stories of the past week. Wildfires out in California, which is just horrible, approaching 60 people have perished and over 100 missing, 125 people are missing still that haven't been accounted for. We talked about the election nonsense. That's kind of sleepy. Everybody's kind of tired of that. The feds are down there looking at the documents. I guess they're looking at applications and such, who you know, could have been altered. And that's what they're looking into. You know, whether they were photocopied, they're looking for signatures. They're sending, you know, signature analysts down there to see if the same people filled out more than one application and signed it. You know, we've got all kinds of stuff going on down there with that nonsense. another story that's been popping around concerning the White House press corps is this Jim Acosta, who I really think is a dead ringer for that, what's his name, Scott Peterson, who murdered his wife and unborn child 15 years ago. So I think he's like a dead ringer. Might be the same guy, who knows. They got to check the cell to see if Peterson is in there. Anyway, besides all that, Acosta's press pass was yanked because of the nonsense of, you know, he didn't assault the White House intern, the female White House intern. He pushed her away. He kind of muscled her, not giving up the microphone. I mean, his time was up. Time was up. Time was up. I don't know where these guys think that they can get onto they put themselves on a pedestal because of some story that they may have done a year ago or 2 years ago, or he asks the questions that nobody else wants to ask. You know, that kind of baloney. And, you know, he's standing in front of the president's face. I mean, if you don't respect the man, respect the office, because you're trying to make him look bad. And nobody did that to Barry Obama. No, there was one guy where actually Obama had the guy removed from the press room. So, you know, this is nothing new that the people of the press can get, you know, relatively obnoxious. But this Acosta guy, Mr. Trump is trying to have a press conference. He's taking questions, but they're attacking him on so many different things. And it's not a question. It was an attack. Well, what are you doing about this? Well, what are you doing about that? What are you doing about the caravan? What are you doing about the fires? What are you doing about the wall? I mean, you know, if you want to ask a question and sit the hell down. You don't have a right to badger anybody, let alone the president of the United States. You know, respect the office. The guy has a job to do, and you're not letting him do it because you're asking him, well, what are you doing about this? What are you doing about that? You know, we elect officials for hundreds of years now. Their job is to do what we elected them to do, be a president, be a senator, be a governor, you know, be a councilman, you know, in the middle of a town, be a commission, be, you know, be the commissioner of trash. You know, you can bring up things that may not be privy to him or her at that point, and they'll look into it. But it's everything's, what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? Why did you do that? Why did you do that? You know, did you hear? Did you understand? Did you know? It was just kind of ridiculous that, you know, and Acosta was obnoxious. He was. It was obnoxious. It was unacceptable behavior, especially in that forum. Local town hall meetings that I attend here in my area, they don't put up with that nonsense at all. The chair doesn't recognize you. You sit the heck down or you're escorted out by the sheriff. And that's what should have happened to Acosta, but they didn't do that because he would blow it up to be like a martyr, and that's about what he did. They took his press pass away. You know, he's crying in his napkin. You know, like a schoolhouse sissy. And now he's suing the White House. He's suing the government to get his press pass back, and that he was wrongfully accused and wrongfully this, wrongfully that. His First Amendment and his Fifth Amendment right were violated. You know, nobody told him that he couldn't say what he said. They told him it's not your time to say it. Your time is up. So it really doesn't fall under the First Amendment right. The Fifth Amendment, I don't think it falls under the Fifth Amendment either. There's going to be a ruling. By the time this airs, there'll be a ruling. You know, to get his press pass back or not. I mean, you know, I've been involved, you know, I've been hit in the back, you know, in just a civil car wreck and hit in the back. And, of course, I had to sue, you know, for damages and stuff. I was in the courts for years. I was in a lawyer's office for years. And this is 8 days out, and he's in a federal court. Hearing from a judge, Judge Kelly. Yeah, Judge Kelly, who was appointed by Trump, by the way. So now that's going to be another chapter in the story that Acosta's going to say, well, if he doesn't get his press pass or what he wants, he's going to say, well, it's because he's a Trump judge. You know, there is, you know, sometimes you just got to take a deep breath and let it out like I just did. Ask an intelligent question. Just because you don't get the answer you like, it doesn't mean you have to badger to try and get the answer that you like. Just don't understand the way these people are acting these days. You know, there's no respect in the White House. There's no respect for this presidency. And it's unfortunate because Mr. Obama, nobody ever spoke to Mr. Obama in such a way. The Republicans, you can call them, you know, wussies or patsies or whatever you want. But they're trying to do it the right way. They're trying to do it the democratic way to get things done. And whenever they apply to put a bill in, or whenever they try to put a bill forward or pass a law or change a law, you know, take this Obamacare nonsense. You know, as far as Obamacare goes, on that, as per Archie Bunker. So, Acosta, just deal with it. Deal with your suspension. Apply for another press pass in a year or so, and then go on. Okay, you're nobody's hero. You're certainly not my hero. You're certainly not the right's hero, or probably half the left. I'll tell you right to your face, I can't stand your guts. So, but you know, you got the right to bring it to a lawsuit. But I think I'd like to know how you got it there. So, oh yeah, CNN. Okay, they got plenty of money behind you. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, get away from this Acosta character. One more thing before we go away for the week. We have, some of you remember the story in New Jersey where there was a lady in distress, and this homeless guy came up to her and helped her in such a way where he gave her a dollar to make a phone call. She lost her cell phone. And it turns out, well, as the story progressed, this fella, Johnny Bobbitt, this homeless guy, and the couple conspired to deceive the GoFundMe page that they created to help the homeless guy out because he was such a nice guy to help her out. Then it came out that he was not getting the money. Now it's out that it was almost $500,000 that was on this GoFundMe page. That's why I don't believe in these GoFundMe pages. They actually conspired just to make this money. Now, that's a federal offense. That's been deemed a federal offense. People have done that before. You know, people have said they had cancer and they get a GoFundMe page and they get, you know, $150,000. And then, you know, a month later, they see this girl at a baseball game or a football game or jogging in the park or, you know, whatever the case may be, that it was all a fraud. So, you know, it's become a federal offense since it crosses state lines with the social media. And, you know, people around the world send money. You know, you can fall down and break a leg, say, have no insurance, get a GoFundMe page. And, you know, there's 5 billion people in the world. You're going to get a lot of money, even if a dollar at a time comes in. And these GoFundMe pages, if you want to send your money to these places, you're nuts. To these people like this, you're nuts. Make a donation to a cause, you know, cancer research, you know, breast cancer research, Alzheimer's research, child diabetes. Use your money wisely. Stop falling for all these people. Well, okay, we're in another week, and I appreciate you guys listening to our show.
Skipple, whatever his name is. He'll be back next week, and promise that it'll be even a better show. We'll have more updates. 7-5 Radio.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.